Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Let's talk about Ashley's Thanksgiving. We'll skip over Eric getting sick. We'll talk about that later.
From the fooder.
But let's go right to, that's what talking about it later means.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Let's go right to the fall.
Okay. So it was Saturday, and my parents were giving us some furniture. So Eric and I head over to my parents' house, take the furniture, leave, thanks, go home. We basically get home, and I get a call from my mom saying, you guys have to come back. What? Why? She goes.
Good acting.
I like how you're doing both voices.
Yeah.
You guys have to come back home. What? Why?
Why?
It really puts me there.
Yeah.
She goes, your father was on the ladder on the second floor, fell off, and is unconscious.
Oh.
I was like, what?
What? What's him in gravity lately?
What? We unloaded the furniture, threw it in the garage, made a U-E, tried to go back. But by the time I got back to my parents' house, an AMR already came, checked him out, because he had come too, apparently. And left because he refused the ambulance ride to the hospital. He didn't want to go.
Well, it cost money.
Yeah, he hit his head.
What?
He woke up. He said, What? You just fell. What?
Ashley's back. What?
I thought you left. What?
That's exactly what he said. I saw him.
It's been a dream.
And I got out of the car. I was like, what happened? He goes, oh, you just came back. You were just here.
See?
It was no big deal. He's like, what did you do back? I was like, you know why I'm here. You fell off the ladder. What is going on?
Didn't you leave years ago?
Yeah, no, he said, I can't hear you over all the birds. Oh, my God. Is he okay?
I think so. I think he, like, got up early and went to the gym the next day.
Who's on the phone? Mama G and Papa G or Mama G?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Papa. Ashley.
Hello. Oh.
Bella. Morning.
Hello.
Hi, we're both here. And yes, you know, if he didn't have birds from the fall, I was ready to smack him in the head and give him birds from
right.
the
little frying pans.
Ding,
if you weren't hurt, I'd hurt you.
I'd kill you.
So talk about thick-headed Italian. I'm doing dishes. Ashley had just left as she had said, I'm doing dishes, and all of a sudden, I hear this kind of clanking and this big, loud thud.
Santa?
Basically.
And for a minute, I sat there and I said to myself, what is that noise? And then I thought, oh my God. So I threw the forks and knives in the sink. I ran out. I opened the front door. The ladder is half in the little tree in front of the yard and leaning over towards the driveway. And he is down motionless underneath this tree in between a garden, what do you call ornament. Those things? Garden ornament garden and a rock.
It's a statue and a rock.
Right.
He fell statue, right in between.
Right. And I must have caught motionless, not moving at all, motionless. And
God was like, watch this in between the tree right. and the garden gnome.
Call the shot. Nice.
Off the tree, in between.
Right.
And I'm going to make sure he doesn't spill one drop of red wine.
Right. Exactly.
It's going to be amazing.
Blood on his back. I must have called his name 6 times. I was screaming like a fish woman selling fish on Christmas Eve. He doesn't move. He doesn't say a word. He doesn't move his arm. He doesn't move his leg. I'm thinking, I got to call 911. I run in the house, grab the house phone, grab my cell phone. I call 911, dial Ashley on the other house phone number, and I'm trying to explain to the 911 operator that he's flat out on his back. Now, mind you, I'm still calling his name, and he's not responding. 911 gets the information. All of a sudden, somebody starts to rise off the ground.
Oh.
And I'm like, don't move. Whatever you do, don't move.
He's
yelling at me on the operator's going to me, tell him not to move, ma'am. Calm down. Tell him not to move. I'm screaming, don't move. He proceeds to start to get up and says, I got to finish. I got to get back on the ladder. she's saying she can hear him now and's going, tell him not to move. Tell him not to do anything. Don't give him anything to eat or drink. Tell him to stay put. The ambulance is on the way. He's fighting with me. I finally said to the operator, listen, do you feel my pain over here? I can't get him to sit still. I finally get him in the house. He lies down on the carpet. About 10 minutes later, the ambulance comes. AMR comes in. AMR must have asked him 20 times to go to the hospital. Nope, 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 not going anywhere. Nope, 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 I'm fine, not going anywhere. Nope, nope, nope. The only reason AMR finally left is across town, poor man was in cardiac arrest, so they finally decided they'd give up on him and Papa G and went across town to get the call.
Oh, my God.
So how do you feel, Papa G? How do you feel?
Oh, I'm fine. It was all a reenactment. AJ, you'd particularly like this.
Yes.
You know, I love anything with Sly Stallone in it.
Yes.
If you remember the first Rambo, when he's up on the cliff and he drops down to see if the tree would break his fall.
Yes.
That's what I did.
Exactly. Exactly. Right.
I told Mama G that I was cleaning the leaves out of the gutter, but actually it was all a reenactment. If you recall from July, when I broke my elbow,
right.
I performed my own stunts.
You did.
So I figured, let me try this.
Right.
And I'm fine.
See? Did you then throw a rock and take out a helicopter?
You have to. You have to.
Well, first, if there was one, I would.
That's what the helicopter was doing on the ground.
Right.
Were you unconscious?
I didn't think so. Mama G said I was.
He was out. Either that or he wasn't answering.
I think I did what every good husband does after so many years of marriage. I pretended I didn't hear her.
That's exactly. You ignored her.
Well, it's 2023 right now, just so you know.
I didn't hear no bell. I didn't hear no bell.
All right. Well,
I didn't hear no bell. He's going to hear a bell. Let me tell you that much.
Oh.
All right. Listen, part of this toy drive has to be Papa G successfully climbing a stepladder and putting a star on the tree and getting down without hurting himself.
Yeah, right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, for New Year's, he falls.
We're glad you're okay.
Put a lot of cushion on the ground because I'm not sure he's going to be able to do it.
Oh, that's right. That's a good idea. One of those giant airbags.
Bubble wrap.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Well, you guys have a great day, and we'll see you Friday at the toy drive.
All right. Thank you, Mama G.
Glad
you're okay, Papa G. Jimmy Koplik's on the phone right now with a big announcement. Let me guess, Led Zeppelin's reuniting to play the toy drive.
No, actually, the police came to your house and left without arresting you. I think it's actually the biggest announcement I could possibly make. I can't believe it.
Yes. All right. This is different.
You know, I didn't think about that.
Yes.
That is true. They came and left a gift for me and didn't drag me away.
Yes.
The handcuffs must not have been working today, last night, I guess. I don't know what's going on.
I kind of like handcuffs, but yeah.
But I am looking forward to Friday. It's bright and early, I guess, when I'm supposed to be there. Don't tell me yet what time. So you're an afternoon show, is what I said to Phil, right? You're an afternoon show.
By the time you arrive, yes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But no, we're going to be very happy. We want to help the drive any way we can. And my partner, Howard Safan, in the Bridgeport Amphitheater, and I have decided to give out a pair of tickets to any show we have this summer and donate it to the toy drive so you guys can give it out, auction it out, do whatever you want with it. But a pair of tickets to any show, doesn't matter what it is.
Any show at the Bridgeport Amphitheater in 2020.
Really?
Yep.
So that would include the first show.
It would include any show, the first show, the last show, it's interesting, the first show. To me, the first show is truly the first show, but it's not going to be the grand opening because I try to make the first show a softer show where less than capacity shows up and I can make sure all the screw-ups that will happen the first time you open up a building don't happen to 6,000 people. Might happen to only 2,000 people.
Gotcha.
What I'm really more concerned about is the first show when we sell out would be like the second or third show. I screwed it up for the Xfinity Theater back in 1995, but I won't screw it up again because my first show there was Hootie and the Blowfish, and I thought it would draw 5,000 people, and it drew 15,000 people.
Ooh, wow.
So, and I still have my job, even though I screwed that up. So all I want to say is that It could be the first show, and it could be the biggest show, but I hope it's not the biggest show. Hope we have even bigger shows.
So what went wrong at the Xfinity?
They put this band that I never heard of, that I think it would draw 2,000 to 4,000 people, maybe 5,000 at the most, that just put out its first single, had a second single and a third single that both became hits before the concert, and they were much bigger. I don't think anything really screwed up as far as how we ran it, because most people were just so happy to be able to finally have an outdoor amphitheater in the market.
And it's a palace. It's still a palace today, but back then it was so cutting edge.
Right.
So they didn't mind if they waited a little bit for a beer or a bathroom, which I don't think you have to there, right? More, anyway.
No. If you're a woman, you shouldn't. And we're going to do the same thing in Bridgeport. We built twice as many bathrooms for women than we do for men.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So smart. I've never waited
so
there.
Brilliant.
So brilliant.
So you, Hootie and the Blowfish, you worked out any, all right, let's have 100 kegs instead of 75 kegs
right.
or whatever.
Yes, you're right. We actually had to bring in more beer in the middle of the show. We were running out of beer.
That's always, that's the thing you don't know.
You can't anticipate,
right?
Yeah.
How many kegs do you think you go through? Who's the biggest beer drinking crowd? Like a country show?
A country show is definitely the biggest beer drinking crowd. No question about it. I don't know how many kegs we could go through. I really don't have any idea. But we could sell hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of beer in one night.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Damn.
And that's not even talking about what's going on in the parking lot.
Right.
No. And that's not our beer.
Right.
Exactly. That's why it's in the parking
lot. Damn them.
Has Live Nation asked you to try to figure out how to maybe just set up a beer tent out in the parking lot?
Right.
Well, you know what? Live Nation hasn't. I've tried to figure that out myself. And I've thought about maybe getting a beer license out in the parking lot. But my beer would be so expensive compared to the beer people drink, nobody would buy it.
Right.
Gotcha.
All right. So Jimmy just offered, along with Howard, tickets to any show at the Bridgeport Amphitheater in 2020. And this would be two seats or four seats?
We'll do four seats.
Ah,
we'll do four
look
seats.
At you.
Yeah. You guys are good. You guys are really good.
Look at you. I knew it. See? Jimmy's in the holiday spirit.
He really is.
I absolutely am. I look outside and there's snow outside. I can't believe this.
Yeah. Here we are, December 3rd.
I know.
All right. We're going to we'll auction this off, and the bidding will stop on Thursday at 7 a.m. So we'll start right now. Who wants to make an opening? But where would you say, what would these tickets cost? Are these going to be, they're going to be pretty good seats?
Well, first of all, they're going to be really good seats. They won't be pretty good seats. They'll be really good seats. Hard to tell what they're cost because they haven't picked a show.
Oh. Right.
So I mean, they could cost up to $150 to $200 a ticket. So it could be very, very expensive for Howard and I. Howard's probably turning over right now and screaming at me.
Yeah,
he'll probably be texting me in 5 seconds after we get off.
I heard something. Like coffee going to someone's
nose.
Yeah,
I heard a scream coming from Bridgeport.
And the spit take. What?
Jimmy, thank you for your friendship, but more importantly, your generosity for the toy drive. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys, and I will hope to see you on Friday.
I like how he leaves it open.
Right. It
could happen. Well, last year I had an apartment in New Haven. It was really easy to go down there.
Right.
Now it's going up there, but I live in Stanford, so I'll get there.
Excellent.
I owe you guys. You're good friends.
And you're bringing a stack of tickets, right? We're going to play Stump Jimmy. We're going to have people try to stump you with trivia in your own concerts.
Yes, absolutely. And anybody who stumps me gets a pair of tickets.
Okay. Love it. All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay, great, guys. See you.
All right. We have the phone lines going right now.
Yep.
People calling in bids. So you're probably looking at $800 in tickets. This is for the toy drive, so... Where does the bidding start? First call sets the bid, and you never know.
It's true.
Let's start with Rick and Monroe. Rick?
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah, I'd like to offer $400 for the tickets.
$400.
Four bills. Gotcha.
Yep. Good place to start.
Yep.
$100 a ticket.
Right.
Excellent. It's $400 we didn't have for the toy drive. Phil has your number. We'll let you know how you make out.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Actually, I could have told him we have a higher bid here, but I didn't want to break it to him.
Nah.
Jay in the snowplow.
Hey, good morning, guys. All up at five.
$500.
All right.
Okay. Perfecto. Thank you very much.
All right.
You are in the lead. Kathy in Shelton.
Hey.
Hey.
I'd like to offer 525.
Look at you.
525.
Upper
nice.
Quarter. Upper quarter.
Very nice.
I got 525.
You're going to 550. You just outbid yourself.
Nice.
Yeah, I just outbid myself.
Gee, she couldn't help it. She couldn't help it.
Nice
See?
Choice.
She got caught up in the whole moment.
550.
Yay.
All right, Kathy, we have your number. Good luck, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, look who's on the line. It's Howard from the amphitheater. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Well, in honor of Santa Jimmy, I'm going to offer $1,000 for those four seats.
Wow. He's buying them back.
Nice.
I want these tickets, damn it.
I need those tickets.
Damn it. So they're my seats. That's a very, very generous offer for the toy drive. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much.
Well, we believe in what you do, and we wish you the best for the holiday season.
Thank you. Thank you, Howard.
Yes. And you as well.
I'm hoping you lose, but you know what we'll do? We'll keep calling you every time someone beats your bid.
Right. Just let you know.
you got it.
All right. Thank you, Howard. Wow, $1,000. And the lines go cold.
So far, so good.
That was a fast $1,000 for the toy drive.
It was.
I'll tell you that.
Truth.
It's really quite generous of these guys to do this.
Very.
You know,
yep.
The place hasn't even opened yet. There's going to be high demand on these tickets. And, you know, whoever wins the tickets, they're not going to pick the band that gets 2,000 people, right? They're going to pick the group or the artist that gets sold out
exactly
in 5 seconds.
Yep.
And there's going to be a lot of that coming to this amphitheater. And I got to tell you, when you see this amphitheater, when you walk through it, it's worth a ticket just to go there. It doesn't matter who's playing.
It's amazing.
The food, the beer.
The place itself.
It's a brand new venue.
The experience alone is worth the price of
admission. High tech and everything, man.
You guys, it's brand new.
Guys.
It's a brand new venue.
Place. Top bid is $1,000. We shut down the bidding Thursday at 7 a.m. So good luck, everyone. Ozzy Osbourne's birthday today. What do you think he's up to on his birthday?
Probably sleeping right
now. Does he even know it's his birthday?
Mm.
We may have a call from him in a minute or two. First, we are just talking about Jimmy Complex's announcement for the toy drive at 7:40 that him and Howard will be donating four really good seats to any 2020 Bridgeport Amphitheater concert. Your choice.
Nice.
Top bid right now. By Howard himself, $1,000. Let's go to Jay in the snowplow. Hey, Jay.
Hey, good morning again. I called in with the 500, but I can see they're going to go up pretty quick, so I'm going to double it to two.
Ooh, wow.
$2,000.
So I'm now calling back, and you can call it.
$2,000. Damn. Nice.
That's
man.
One of those.
Now I'm going to a really good show.
Yeah.
Now you're going to a really good show.
Really good show.
Yeah.
Had a
that's
great
one
place.
Of those. Boy, I want these tickets, but I hope someone outbids me.
Right. Exactly.
Thank you, brother.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, man.
Thank you, man.
See you guys Friday.
All right.
I look
Jay
forward to it.
In the snowplow. I love that, man. Wowie. It was made $2,000 in 40 minutes. Thanks to Jimmy Kopp and Howard Suffin, the Bridgeport Amphitheater.
Wow.
That is going to be... We needed that.
We did.
Really?
Yep.
Since the New Haven Coliseum's been gone,
exactly.
We needed that place.
Yep. I mean, it's sick looking. It's not even finished yet.
Oh, that place is a Ferrari, and the New Haven Coliseum was a Pinto.
Yes.
All right, Ozzy Osbourne's birthday today. What do you think he's up to? Good morning, Ozzy.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
It's a pleasure to be talking to you guys. It's always an honor to be talking.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, I'm talking to PJ and Taz.
DJ and Chaz. Yeah. Trust me, no DJ here.
Yeah.
No.
It is right next to the A.
So. It's AJ. You're close.
He was very close.
You're very close.
I mean, come on, guys. I don't know how old I am now. I mean, as time goes on, I always think to myself, where will I wake up? What would be tomorrow? You know, you got a crazy life like this. It's always a pleasure.
How will you be spending your birthday today?
I like cake.
He likes cake. He likes cake.
I like cake.
But he actually bites the first piece.
I like cardboard cake, but I also like crumb cake. I take the crumb cake, and it reminds me of when I was at a party in the 70s.
Oh.
And I take the crumbs, and I put them all on the table, and I snort them.
Nice.
It's awesome. Because I count them clean now, you know. So it's a little crumb cake, never hurt nobody, you know.
Right.
He snorts the crumbs. I was going to say crumb cake is like the least birthday type cake ever. But
his
for Ozzy,
exactly.
Right, you snort it.
It's not because it's crumb, it's because I like it, you know. It brings me back. I'm clean now. You know, so it reminds me of the rocks I used to snort.
Right.
But it's sugar.
You made real rocks. You're not talking about like crack rocks.
Right. Oh, okay. Well,
I'm sorry.
Somebody kicked in from 1924.
Yeah. All right. So some cake today.
It was a great Sabbath, Friday Sabbath show. It was awesome. Yeah. I loved it.
Are you going to be going back out on tour?
And I'm at this point in my career. It's kind of like Sharon is always, she's always pushing me like that. I'm like a puppet at this point, like a marionette. So I'm pretty soon. I wish that, you know, somebody would make a hologram of me at this point. I'm tired of touring, man.
Prince of Darkness is not easy work.
I've got some great new things coming up with like Post Malone and those guys and new producers and things. I'm excited.
Well, that sounds like a good time. AJ, do you remember when you interviewed
Black Sabbath?
Yeah.
And they said, how's Ozzy?
Right.
And they're like...
It was when they just got through the lawsuit?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward.
It was very awkward.
I sound like Ozzy.
Right, so... yeah, have you...
Sharon owns Black Sabbath.
Oh, she owns them? Okay, good.
Have you talked to the guys in Black Sabbath?
Yeah, we talk every once in a while. We say hello and goodbye.
Right. Right. Pop-Tarts in the morning, yes.
I mean, the problem is, if I was to constantly play Black Sabbath, I could play Black Sabbath material, you know, but they couldn't play Ozzy material.
Right.
So, you know, I must go out, you know, solo and do some things by myself sometimes.
Well, we'd like to see you go out on tour.
Yes. And a translator.
You could play the Bridgeport Amphitheater.
There you go, see?
The bridge? Who wants to play a bridge?
It's not an actual bridge, Ozzy. It's not an actual bridge. It's Bridgeport.
That'd be funny. Where's Ozzy?
Right.
It's a half an hour past showtime. Right. He's out on the bridge on 95.
Exactly, yeah. No. Not the overpass, Ozzy.
No, it's Bridgeport Amphitheater.
Jump.
Right.
Bite the head of a
He's
pigeon.
Singing through a megaphone and spraying water on people.
He bit the head of a seagull.
What was the deal with the bat? Why would you bite the head off of a bat?
If the truth be told, I thought it was a rubber bat.
Oh,
and I thought it'd be like a cool thing to just I bit its head off, and also somebody told me that inside the bat there was LSD. So I bit.
Right, that's why you flew into walls afterwards. Right. Yes,
dunk, dunk, dunk. Well, that makes sense. You thought it was a rubber bat with LSD inside,
right? So.
And unfortunately, the bat went up biting me back. So, you know, I had to get a lot of shots.
Right.
It was painful.
And then the whizzing on the Alamo, what was that all about?
Tequila. I had to pee.
Tequila, of course. Okay, hell of a job.
And then also, from the bat, I was hallucinating. So I thought I was in a war.
Right, exactly. And that's how you fought them off with your weapon.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I pulled out my gun.
Exactly, right. It needed washing, apparently, yes.
Well, have a great birthday.
Yeah, and don't snore any ants.
Yeah.
Hold on. Sharon! She's making me breakfast right now. She's preparing some eggs and stuff like that.
Right. That's why mom's coming.
Happy birthday, Ozzy Osbourne.
Happy birthday.
Thanks a lot. Rock and roll!
But the madness begin.
I like cake. That's the best answer ever to, what are you going to do on your birthday?
It's an all-time answer.
I like cake.
He didn't say he was going to eat it.
Right.
He said he liked it.
I like cake.
Yeah, I'm going to snort some crumb cake. Snorting crumb cake.
I'd like to see Ozzy trying to break a pinata apart with the blindfold. Right. He wouldn't even really need a blindfold.
No, he wouldn't. Just walk into it a couple times.
I like cake. 69-year-old Santa.
Oh! 69!
Is that his real age?
Oh, my Gronk!
He snapped two pictures. The first one was on Friday, November 22nd. It was at his house. So this nail technician came over to do his wife's nails, and he took a funny picture of the nail technician reaching for his wife's boob.
See?
So he posted that picture.
That's why I'm jolly.
It's Mrs. Claus right there.
Oh, she got really nice claws now.
The second picture came on Saturday. He was at a Christmas market doing his job dressed as Santa, and someone asked him to take a photo with her pretending to drink from a metal flask that she had.
That's how you say it's warm.
So I guess Santa was acting like he was taking a swig from the metal flask.
Santa needs a belt every now and then, for Christ's sake, to your damn kids.
And you can see that the cap is on the flask, so he's not really drinking.
Exactly. I was doing heroin instead.
But, you know, the picture goes viral, and then, of course, someone needs to be outraged and upset.
Right. You're getting reindeer poop. Jerk. A park in your car.
I think he became the dumbass when he shared the photo to the community page of the Christmas market that he was at.
I was trying to show you it was naughty and nice.
That's when you become a dumbass.
Just being naughty and she had nice boobs.
Probably would have just kind of snuck by.
Oh, come on. Have a sense of humor, you turds.
Ugh.
Sorry. Twist Christmas pipe.
Too many chimneys.
Exactly. Yeah. Ooh, now I'm getting dirty here.
Coughs up black soot.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.